you can still experience on a surface level, which is a wave movement, you can still experience happiness and unhappiness, but they are minor movements on the surface of your being. I compare this to lighting a candle in a dark room. The candle is lit, and then suddenly the candle is extinguished. That makes a big difference if you sit in a dark room, whether the candle is lit or whether the candle is extinguished. But now open the shutters, the windows, and sunlight is streaming into the room from all sides. And there's the candle, and sometimes the candle is lit, and sometimes it's not lit. Happiness, unhappiness. It's lit, oh, nice. It's not lit, it's. But there's the sunlight is filling the room, so that does it doesn't matter that much. Only if in the absence of that, then your life situation matters absolutely, and it'll make you happy one day in this strange, this ecstatic happiness sometimes. It's all worked out for me, finally. Or sometimes people, the gestures they make when they've made it, they go, "Oh yeah, made it." It's almost as the ego saying, "I've triumphed over the universe." Thank you. I saw it on TV. And then a week later, they go, they don't win the match. There you go. So you're at the mercy of the wind of phenomena. And so this is a stepping back. So the one, perhaps the easiest, the most simple thing is to remember the yes, the possibility of the yes to this moment. That takes you out of the story into now. The Course in Miracles puts it this way: you single out this instant. You take just that, because that is ultimately your life. This is not the depth of it, it is the... The form it takes is the external manifestation of your life at this moment. The depth of now is your life, is life. You single out this instant and recognize it as timeless. And you stay with this instant only, particularly when things get heavy in your life situation. It is a signal to step back into the alertness of now, of presence, of space consciousness. And if your life situation is very heavy, it could be, let's say, you're faced with an illness which may or may not bring about an early end to your physical existence. You may be faced with that. That immediately erases all other problems that you thought you have and reveals them as fairly insignificant. But it's possible that you still recognize that, see that as a problem, which it isn't. It can push you into intense alert presence. Only this moment exists. One can live in such a way that the life situation never again takes you over completely. Another way is surprisingly, bring your attention back to sense perceptions. Because sense perception can help you to connect with now. And you will notice when you are not connected with now, you are hardly aware of your surroundings. Your entire attention is in thought processes. And then you can bring attention back to, you suddenly look around. Oh. This isn't so bad. This moment isn't so bad. My life situation may be dreadful. But if I single out this moment, that's not so bad. I'm sitting somewhere breathing. And there's a wall there, another one there, and a window with bars on. And a little bit of sky. And you look around and then there's little graffiti on the walls. And suddenly in that alertness there is more there than that which you see. Although the perceptions brought you to it. They were the beginning. The sense perceptions were there suddenly. But you also realize an intense aliveness underlying your sense perceptions, an intense alertness underlying your sense perceptions, a spaciousness underlying those forms that you see, which are limited forms, and limiting forms, limiting you perhaps. And yet it doesn't matter. When you discover the depth that is within you in any situation. But first you need to come into now, and then now reveals its depth to you, how deep now actually is. And if you go deep into now, there is peace there. There is even joy there. That doesn't depend on the ups and downs of object consciousness. The joy is the sunlight that is there. The ups and downs of object consciousness are the flame of the candle. Sometimes it's lit, sometimes it's not lit. That's how things, this is how it is.